I'm glad you're still listening to Give Me 5 Minutes. I appreciate all of our listeners, and I appreciate the prayers and all the support that I get from those that listen on a regular basis. Let's look at the third chapter of James, verses 14, 15, and 16. In verse 14, he said, "If you have bitterness, envious, and strife in your heart, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom," he says, "descends not from above, but is earthly, sensuous, and devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion in every good work." And then verse 17, James says, "But this wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace." In chapter 1, James admonishes those who did not have wisdom to ask God who would give them wisdom liberally. We know that Jesus told his listeners, "I will give you a mouth and wisdom, for which your enemies cannot resist or dispute." God does have a wisdom. And James says, this wisdom is from above. James had previously described the wisdom that was earthly, that was corrupt, evil, and devilish. Now he's going to talk about the wisdom from above. I believe that this was the same wisdom that Paul talked about in 1 Corinthians. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Then Paul says, "Howbeit, we speak wisdom among you that are perfect, not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught." And then in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 8, Paul says, "Wherein he has abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence." The wisdom that is from above. In verse 17, James describes the wisdom that he recommends to his readers, the wisdom that's from above. This is a pure wisdom of Jesus Christ, bought by his blood and infused by his spirit. The eight elements of wisdom listed in verse 17 are compatible to Paul's nine fruits of the Spirit, found in Galatians chapter 5 and verses 22 through 23. James lists purity first, simply because the gift comes from a holy God. Such wisdom is pure, unmixed with hypocrisy, unmixed with partiality, unmixed with evil. This wisdom from above excludes all double-mindedness, excludes the divided heart, excludes the eye that is not single. And as a result, man's nature becomes that which is a partaker of God's divine nature. James said it was peaceable, which looks at the spirit-filled life from within. It describes the Christian's inner state of mind, whereas the traits that follow describes what outsiders may see. The first of these outward manifestations is gentleness, which is much like tenderness, and a spirit of fairness in contrast to the unreasonableness of the devilish wisdom. Then he said, "It is easy to be entreated," which means it's open to instructions, ready to learn and to be guided. The genuine man of God is full of mercy, full of good fruits, without partiality and no deceiving. contrast to every evil work that originates from the devilish wisdom. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.